So what's your name?
My name is Guillaume.
Guillaume. What was the first, do you remember what the first piece of music that you acquired?
It was a long time ago. It was the beginning at the CDs. Not sure, but we didn't have CDs at home, and maybe it was some kind of way, weird electronic music, Jean-Michel Jarre.
Okay.
I don't know if you know it.
Jean-Michel Jarre?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not sure. What format was it on?
It was on CD.
A CD? Okay.
Yeah.
And now, when you acquire music now, how do you collect music?
Mostly in MP3.
Uh-huh.
And
how do you listen to it?
On my computer, uh-huh. which is hooked up with a stereo,
uh-huh.
or on my iPod.
Computer and iPod, okay. And then, and where are your sources for MP3 files?
BitTorrent,
uh-huh.
iTunes,
uh-huh.
Friends.
Uh-huh. And, you know, if you don't have to answer anything if you don't want to, of course. If you've heard of a new piece of music and you want to find it, where's the first place you sort of look for it?
I think it would be BitTorrent.
Uh-huh. And so then if you acquire like MP3 or so what, yeah, what, so mostly MP3 format?
And AAC.
Uh-huh. Okay, however it's available and you can play it. Like you can play a lot of AAC, MP3.
Most music is in MP3 format, or if you repeat yourself with iTunes, it will be by default in AAC, or if you buy it to Apple, it will be in AAC too.
Yeah.
I've bought MP3 from Amazon too.
Uh-huh.
They are real MP3s.
So the choice. So when you make a choice between buying music, say, on Amazon MP3, or do you also buy it at iTunes Music Store?
Yeah.
Or getting it, say, on a BitTorrent site or something where there's not necessarily a financial transaction taking place. What is that decision based on?
First, it depends on where I find the music. Uh-huh. For instance, sometimes you have very brand, very new groups and new bands, some bands that are not very well known,
uh-huh.
and you don't find them on iTunes. And
yeah.
sometimes it's the opposite. You can find them on the internet, but Apple had them.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on the availability. And now I use my iPod to listen to music, but before that I had a Sony Ericsson phone.
Uh-huh.
So music bought on iTunes, it was not practical because you had to convert them from the protected format to regular MP3s. So at this moment, I didn't like to buy things from Apple.
Yeah, but okay, cool. And then you share it with friends and stuff. When you sort of share music with friends, or like a friend shares music with you, do you have any sort of moral or ethical conversations in your head that come up, you know, when that exchange takes place, or
because there is no transaction?
Yeah, because
no. And I think I don't have problems with that, and I think it's the main problem with DRM, because the problem that we talk first in general is that if you have different devices, they are not compatible. But what is nice with music is to share it. And it's really lame that you cannot share music that you buy. Music has to be shared with people.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.